lasting for a long time. Forever is a long, long time. This is the Good Day program with good wishes for a good day for you. Check a lot of our information out with the folks who are contributors to the program at DougStefan.com. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer is off today. Joining us now is our weekly contributor, helping us to focus on how we think, what we think, why we think the way that we think. We have a lot of help, I think, from a lot of different sources, but I like Jay Kumar, who has several different ways. You send people to drjkumar.com, but you also have a very empowering site called livingyourlight.com, and I think the two are sort of interconnected, are they not?
They are indeed. Thanks for saying that. Yes, we've got two websites, Dr. Jay Kumar as well as Living Your Light. And I think what we're really trying to do here is really give people an opportunity, or what I try to do here on this segment of the show, is to help people understand how they can live better lives, how they can live a life with more abundance, prosperity, health, well-being, and basically just to have a good day. That's all it's about. So that's what it's all about.
All right. So let's take a reality, all right?
Yep.
There are numbers floating around that help us. There are numbers that we don't understand, and then another circumstance, numbers we do understand. I have gone through the sort of reality, and this is the best way I've ever seen it presented. The federal finances tax revenue last year was $2,170,000,000,000. The budget last year was $3,820,000,000,000, right, which means that the debt is $1,650,000,000. Now, if we take that and look at it from the personal, let's just take a bunch of zeros away. And if you understand, for argument's sake, that if we take a lot of zeros away, eight zeros, the annual family's income would be 21.7 under that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The money last year the family spent, if we're using the correlative numbers, $38,200, which means you have debt on your credit card or someplace of $16,500. Now, if you take the fact that we have a national debt of $14 trillion, boil it down, the outstanding debt that you have as an individual is $142,000, and the fact that they cut $38 billion from all of these trillions, in essence, they cut $385 from a $142,000 budget deficit. So people look at these numbers, they can understand those numbers, and they continue to sort of live on the borrow, and I guess that's all fine and dandy, except when you can't have money anymore, there's no more borrowing, and right, the job either doesn't exist or it's existing at a lesser fluidity. We have another reality this year like we did 3 years ago now. And so what do people do? How do they keep from getting boxed in to a corner of worry and fear about how to feed their family and pay their mortgage and pay their taxes and all that other stuff? When people come to you and say, Jay, I need help understanding this, what do you tell them?
Well, thanks. That's a really important issue that's going on for many Americans at this time, is learning to survive, or learning to, you know, make do with less. And it really, for me, boils down, what I tell my clients, it really boils down this really important lesson, and that is, what is truly of value in your life? What is it that you cannot live without? Now, I'm talking not here about, you know, there could be certain things that we may enjoy having, you know, like maybe going out to dinner, or, you know, taking an extra trip.
Right.
Are they really important? What is really of important value to you in your life? And in this time when we need to kind of scale back, you know, I think it's happening on a national level, but I think we also need to do that on an individual level. There are certain things that I invite our listeners here to maybe think about. What can you really just, you know, I mean, pare back on? What can you do without? in your daily life. Maybe that could be not getting your nails done or not getting the extra fancy haircut. But there are certain things you can do to really live within your means, within your budget. We've always been living, we've for the past many years, many of us have lived beyond our means, you know, living life on credit cards, living life in debt. But as we're seeing, our economy is shifting, our economy is changing, our very way of life is transforming right before our eyes. And I said a really great quote a couple of weeks ago that I really think is pertinent and important here. And it's by Charles Darwin. It's not the strongest or the most intelligent of the species that survives. It's the one most adaptive to change. Wow. And that is what's going on right now. If you can ride through the really transformative, powerful changes that are happening in our...
How do you do that, though? That's the question. It's fine to say, we got to do this. But, you know, I'm always going to come back to how to do it is one of the things to... clear out those things which you don't need anymore. That may be something we talk about in a moment. Jay Kumar, his website, drjkumar.com. A lot of things there that will help you in terms of today's craziness. And it is. It's kind of a crazy world we live in. How do you stabilize yourself? How do you get yourself to a point of not just feeling better, but feeling better based on reality? You can feel better in all kinds of ways. You can go take a six-pack of beer, and you'll feel a lot better in a couple of hours. But then when you wake up from that,
exactly.
Yeah. So then what are you left with? So that's a part of the point here. Jay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I know, Richie. I knew Richie would chime into that. All right, Roberta, and a couple of glasses of wine, and you feel much better.
Yep.
Or the doctor says, take two aspirin, I'll call you in the morning. At any rate,
Valium works.
There you go. If you are somebody who used to be very happy and you aren't right now, if you are having a restless time in your life, if you're a gentleman that was energetic and full of life, and you were when you went to a party, you were life of the party, or you were the guy who organized all the sports events, you were just in all of it, and now you are not interested in anything. You're getting older. And it may be said that you're falling apart. So if I suggest to you there's a risk-free way to turn things around, you'd be interested, right? A risk-free trial of a product called Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement that's shown to raise testosterone by 61%. And therefore, you'll maintain a healthy, normal level of the energy that you grew up with, that you've kept until very recently in your life. You don't have to have any injection. And this testosterone thing, something doctors are really getting a grip on now. You get your energy from it. You get your outlook from it. You get a healthy sex drive from it. All of these things we want to have as part of a healthy life. You can try Ageless Male risk-free right now by calling this toll-free number, 800-864-4031. That's it. It's a free, risk-free trial. You'll get in on this and decide, okay, this works for me. It doesn't. You've invested a couple of bucks. You get your money back. No questions asked. 800-864-4031. If you're noticing things that other people have and you don't have them, the reason men have them is because their systems are working well. And that's because they got enough testosterone. If you have low energy, more fat in your body, then you call 800-864-4031. See if you can't fix. The Ageless Male is a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain all those things through a healthy testosterone level. Ageless Male, 800-864-4031.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was kid high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching.
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did. September was just named National Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. Will you stand up for those who can't? Every 48 minutes, another American will become spinal cord injured, like Mark Bonaconte, son of NFL Hall of Famer Nick Bonaconte, who was paralyzed when playing college football. His father promised to work to find a cure. And 26 years later, the Bonaconte Fund to Cure Paralysis raises money each year to do just that.
My dad's bedside promise to me to do whatever it took to make sure I would walk again has inspired so many athletes and private citizens to help the Bonaconte Fund and transform the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis into the world's most comprehensive spinal cord injury research center. Please visit thebonacontefund.com to contribute online or attend the September 26th Porch Legends Dinner in New York City, honoring heroes like Don Shula, Jerry Rice, and many others to help raise money for a cure for paralysis.
For more information, visit www.thebonacontefund.com or call 1-866-STAND-UP.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, Jay Kumar is here. We're talking about the power of thoughts and attitude. Roberta Fasanelli just took a 3-week sort of transformational trip. I can hear it in her voice, Jay. I can sense it. We're talking about lack, and that's really what you worry about money. It's you're worrying about lack. Roberta has, over the last year or so, been through some stuff, and she felt like she was lacking something. I don't sense after this trip that she feels that same way, and I guess as reference to it and its impact on her, how do we do things like this in our lives to bring us around to a, the case we're talking about is money and abundance, if we can't go on a Colorado 3-week river trip.
Right. Well, you know, Roberta, it sounds like you had an amazing experience, and I'll just share with you this. Sometimes we need to undergo a major crisis in our lives to truly appreciate what is of value and importance to us. Same. And sounds like, Roberta, you did exactly that. You know, we're so bombarded in our life right now with the media saying, you know, that the GDP numbers, debt, all these, you know, figures are bombarded to us. But we need to remember that our happiness is not tied into the stock market. Our happiness is not tied in to the national debt or our stock portfolio. Yes, it's important to have financial security and have a home over our head and feed our family and ourselves. But at the end of the day, and Roberta, you experienced this so profoundly these past few weeks, is the connection to spirit, the connection to your true self, the connection to nature, the connection to each other. Those are the things that have no value, that have no price, that are priceless and are truly the things in life that we cherish and need to cultivate and value in our culture at this time.
Yeah, well put. In a few minutes, Jay comes back. We talk about some of the empowering lessons that we have learned from September 11th as we continue being thoughtful and provocative. Why not? 21 after the hour. If I have a choice, I'm happy to be that way.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Farm Talk in the background, and Green Acres playing on the air. How about them apples, Richie? We have birthdays to celebrate today. We start off with Frank Cady, who was Sam Drucker on Green Acres. This guy is no spring chicken, Richie. He's 96 years old today.
He looked 96 when the show was on in the 60s.
Right. Speaking of looking 96, Sid Caesar, who was an Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian back in the 50s. He is still alive. And he was born in this day, 1922.
He's still alive?
Wow. Still alive. Yep. Well, the 1922.
Yeah, so
Katie's older than he is.
89, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay, Verna Lisi, who is one of those Italian actresses that were Baba Broom. This woman was only described one way, and that was yummy. Not an actress, but somebody who's round, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the right Italian ways, you know that story, Roberta.
I know it.
Next up on the birthday list here musically is Heather Thomas. This is the theme from The Fall Guy.
Yes.
She's Jody on The Fall Guy, 54.
Oh, my God, she looks so great back then.
Really?
Yeah.
She was in Hidden Obsession, Red-Blooded American Girl, The Dirty Dozen. I don't remember her in that. Fatal Mission. She must have been one of those ladies that they had to bump off. All right, so she was born this day, 1957. Said she was 54. Let's see here. Alan Feinstein, you'd recognize him as an actor. You wouldn't recognize him from his name, but if you saw him, you'd know who we were talking about. Also, Sam Nunn, the senator from Georgia, who was chairperson of the Senate Armed Forces Committee. Richie, born in the state in 1938. So happy birthday to him. Michael Lardy, guitarist for Great White. I must tell you, I don't know much about this group.
No, you know a lot about this group. You know why?
I do. Why?
Some of their fans were killed when their pyrotechnics burned down that.
You're right about that. Right. Yep. He's 53 today, born in the state in 1958. Amy Mann from Till Tuesday is 51 today. Boy, she's carrying one of their songs. David Steele, the keyboardist for the Fine Young Cannibals, born in the state in 1960. Also in a group called The Beat. But She Drives Me Crazy is the best one from the Fine Young Cannibals, right? But she,
yes,
in terms of,
definitely.
Yeah.
British.
David Arquette, the actor's birthday is today. Is he still married to, what's her face, technically?
Technically.
Yeah. Younger than she is. He was born this day, 71, so he's 40.
He's seeing someone else.
42.
Now.
Yeah, she's worth a second look, though.
Yeah, and a third, and a fourth, and a fifth.
Now, why has her name just Courtney Cox?
Yes.
Kind of thing. Richard Hughes is drummer for Keen, 36 today. Do I know this guy or this group? I don't know that I do, Richard.
No, you wouldn't know them. But it's a well-known song, very good.
I'd know Pink, who's 32 today.
Absolutely. She's been on the show years ago.
She has. Get the party started. Why not? Start that party. Or as we say here in New England, stat the patty. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, actor from The Adventures of Pinocchio, Tom and Huck, Man of the House. He was Randy on Home Improvement. Got that, Richie?
Yep. Great.
He's also the voice in one of these, one of the characters in the Itsy Bitsy Spider cartoon.
And I think he was in The Lion King, too.
Was he?
Simba.
Voice. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
Not hurting for money.
Happy birthday to you, if today is your birthday. And I wish you many, many, many happy more birthdays. All right, so we time to move on now. Back to our conversation about September 11th, 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Passport Day is coming up.
This will be the third year that we are doing it for extended Saturday hours. It is a particular advantage, for example, for people who want to get passports for their children because the children have to appear in person and they should be accompanied by both their parents.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Brenda Sprague, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Passport Services, says on Saturday, September 17th, the agency's offices will be open. That's in addition to the other many places you can get a passport, designated libraries, post offices, and courthouses.
And so normally this is done at those places.
Unlike these acceptance facilities, the passport agency's offices handle travel emergencies. Normally, you must make an appointment and pay a $60 expedite fee to get a passport quickly. On September 17th, you can simply stroll in
without paying the expedite fee and do business directly with us.
These offices are not offering same-day service on Passport Day, but you can still get the process rushed. To find out what documentation you need to obtain a passport, check this website, travel.state.gov. You'll find a list of all the places you can go to get a passport and get a phone number for the agency's call center. It operates in English and Spanish. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 75% on our highly acclaimed defensive handgun DVD. Learn methods, tips, and styles that will take you to the next level. Visit OpsGear.com and use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN, and get the DVD for just $10. And this week only, get our women's self-defense DVD for only $10. Plus, enter to win great gear each week. Save 15% at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com, or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good day. Today is another day. Today may be the day for something important in your life. We have been focusing on how we are now. Do you believe we are stronger as a country than ever? Are you stronger as an individual than ever? This is the 10-year review of September 11th. This week, a lot of people yakking about the past. I'm more interested in maybe take a look at the present so that we can see to the future. So with us is Dr. Jay Kumar, who has wonderful abilities, which he'll tell you most all of us have. It just depends on how we adapt, how we grow, how we mature. What do we do? How do we learn about ourselves? And as a person who's been doing that, he helps a lot of people understand what they're all about. And so as we reflect back on what happened 10 years ago, Jay, we think about things that are, and using one of your words that use a lot of people use the word empower, but empowering things. You've created five, we've come up with five things, five lessons from September 11th that help to move it forward. So would you share those with us?
I'd love to, Doug, and thanks for giving this opportunity. And the first thing I'll say is that we need to, as we commemorate 9/11 this week and the 10-year anniversary, we need to understand that there can be very powerful lessons that we can take out of the situation. Just as we can grow and evolve and transform and heal with an individual crisis in our life, what 9/11 gave to us was an opportunity for us as a country, but also as humanity, as a planet, to heal and transform. And so the first thing I want to share, I think the first lesson that we can learn from 9/11 is to learn to cope with loss and to really understand loss as a form of change and transformation. Something I talked about in previous episodes, but I think it really applies here to 9/11. While we can grieve the actual physical loss of life that happened in 9/11, we're also in some ways as a country commiserating the loss of our way of life. We were accustomed to so many things and freedoms and maybe just our way of life pre-9/11 that we don't have right now. And while many of us are trying to maybe reclaim that kind of life that we had pre-11, we have to accept the realities of where we are, of where we are as a country, and to embrace that we have this powerful loss of our way of life, and we need to just move forward in understanding that the more we resist this, the changes are happening since 9/11, the more we suffer. So that's the first lesson, is to really view loss as just another form of change and transformation. Just as we can grow and evolve through a personal crisis, say as a loss of a loved one or loss of a job, the same thing holds true for us as a country and a nation. One of the things that was so empowering and so valuable that happened right after, a few days after 9/11, was this rare ability for all of us to come together as a country. This really, we helped each other heal as a country. We helped each other understand that we can transform as a country and help each other cope with loss on a collective level. That's the first lesson. The second lesson is the power of choice. Every moment in our life, we have the power of how do we choose to act? Do we choose to act from a place of compassion, forgiveness, and trust, or from a place of fear, mistrust, anger, vengeance, and hatred? And in the days after 9/11, many of us initially reacted to the calamity with shock, anger, and the need for vengeance. But there was also an opportunity that also existed to respond from a place of compassion and wisdom. Now, I'm not saying that we need to forget or to forgive or in any way deny the egregious events that took place that happened under 9/11. We can still respond and protect ourselves and to, you know, move forward as a country, as a nation, as a society to protect ourselves. But we can also hold compassion and forgiveness for the people who committed the 9/11 attacks. A few months ago, I happened to be in the presence of the Dalai Lama, and he talked about the issue of forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened. If something is serious and it's necessary to take countermeasures, you have to take countermeasures. But the point the Dalai Lama was making, that while you can forgive the individual, you don't have to forget the actions that happened or that the individuals or group took. And that's the case here on 9/11. We can respond and really move forward as a country not from this place of anger and the need for vengeance, which was fueled up and is being fueled up, I think, in the past few we're being reminded of this in these past few months. But we can move forward from a place of compassion and forgiveness while still ensuring that our way of life and security is maintained. The third lesson, which I think is really important, is healing our fear of the other. Now, this is, I think, is the most important lesson that 9/11 gave to us. In the case of Osama bin Laden or, say, Hitler or all the other repressive dictators throughout history, they chose to act from a place of fear toward those who held worldviews different from their own. Yeah, but alternatively, you have people like, you know, Martin Luther King or Mahatma Gandhi or Mother Teresa who used their power to dispel fear and ignorance and hatred and cultivate more tolerance and compassion in the world. And so what we found happening right after 9/11, and something we also found happening in the past few weeks leading up to the 10-year anniversary, is that there are a lot of people, media politicians, media networks, and even religious figures who want us to live in fear of those who are different from us, whether it's a different race, nationality, political views, religion, etc. And instead of labeling people as, you know, white, black, or Christian, Muslim, or Republican, Democrat, American, or Middle Eastern, the lessons of 9/11 can impart to us that we need to see each other as fellow human beings first and foremost. Everything else is just secondary, and it's just a category into which we put other people into. The fourth lesson I think that we can learn from all of what happened in 9/11 is that the power of the one also affects the whole. I think it's a corollary of the two previous lessons I just mentioned, and in that we as individuals need to understand or always remember that our actions have a great impact in the world. We teach and we give others permission to act by example. And if we choose as individuals to live from a place of fear and intolerance or hatred, we're doing something, we're doing a disservice to our children and to future generations. The more we can act from a place of tolerance, compassion, forgiveness, we can teach those values to our children and to the next generation to ensure that we have a world that is more peaceful and compassionate and full of prosperity. I think the last lesson for me, which is the most important that came out of 9/11, was reevaluating your values. What truly is important in life? And if you remember that the taped cell phone calls of the people going down in the planes, or the people who were trapped in the World Trade Center, they were not, you know, on their last final minutes, they weren't calling their, they were making phone calls to their loved ones, expressing their love and knowing that they may never see these people ever again. And there's nothing like a calamity or a situation such as 9/11 that really makes us understand what truly is of value in mm-hmm. the world. And so these are really brief lessons, and I've discussed more of them in greater detail on my Facebook page, Dr. Jay Kumar, and as well as on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. But these are just some of the really quick lessons that I feel we can take away and from the lesson from 9/11 as we grow and evolve as a society, both individually, as people, but also as a planet.
The follow-up, Jay, is in the contributor section at DougStephan.com. Click on his picture, and you get to things like this from his website, DrJKumar.com. Of those five, the one I find that rings the bell with me, maybe we can find a better bell. Hold on just a second. That's a better bell. The healing our fear of the other.
Yes, I think it's the biggest one for me is that one. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, and in thinking about that, there are plenty of people. It's not pointing fingers at anybody. It's just understanding actually what that fear and anger and hostility does to you. If you want to look at it personally, one-on-one thing, the anger that you feel sometimes with reason and cause and other times mm-hmm. not, to condemn a whole group of people for the actions of a few is kind of foolish.
It is really foolish. You know, there's a great teaching in the Eastern tradition that says anger is like holding on to a hot piece of coal with your intention to throw it and hurl it at your enemy. Mm. What's really happening is you burn yourself.
Yeah, right. So this can be completely about you. We've talked over these series of conversations about the kind of fear and anger that people have and how it's literally making them sick. And it doesn't get you anyplace. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't fix the problem. We have, though, so misdirected our energy and our focus, I think, in many different ways, Jay.
One of the things that I think that was so empowering that came out of 9/11 right after the attacks was what I call the empathic solidarity that we all shared as a human species. We mm-hmm. all suffer, not just Americans, but everyone on the planet at that moment felt the pain and the depth and the anguish of what it meant, you know, the loss and the tragedy and the immensity of what just happened. And if we can just tap into that energy again as we come to the 10-year anniversary and really begin to understand that even though there were the actions of a few individuals who perpetrated 9/11, it doesn't mean that we have to live our life based in fear and mistrust or in intolerance or ignorance to our fellow human beings. And there's a great quote I want to maybe end with by the American author William Faulkner. And I think it really encapsulates, I hope it resonates with listeners and all of you here as we mark the 10-year anniversary. And so Faulkner says, "I believe that humanity will not merely endure, it will prevail. We are immortal, not because we alone among creatures have an inexhaustible voice, but because we have a soul, a spirit capable of compassion, sacrifice, and endurance."
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe in the end, we as a species, humanity, Americans, the globe, the planet, we will not just survive from the tragic 9/11, but we will thrive as a species. And the only way that will happen is if we dispel our petty differences and embrace our common humanity.
Yep, that's the only way, especially as more people are on the planet, the more there are arguments and fights and fusses about our differences. Everybody's different. Yet we are the same. You look at the Genome Project, you realize that all of us are about 99.49% exactly the same.
And
right.
Only just the way that we know, we have to think religion, politics, values are not something you're born with.
Uh-uh.
It's something that you acquire and you learn from in your from your society. And so if we can live by example individually, being more compassionate, more tolerant, and more accepting of other people whose values may be different from ours, that really at the end of the day is what's important. Because one thing we have to remember from 9/11, we're all mortal. We all have a limited time on this planet. We're all trying to do our best to live our fullest in the limited time that we have. And just because someone may have a different view or perspective that I may not agree with doesn't mean that you're an awful person or that you're right and I'm wrong.
So you just disagree. Dr. Jay Kumar, the founder of the Living Your Light Foundation, check out his website, Dr. Jay Kumar. Very helpful, thoughtful stuff. Provocative, in fact. At 12 before the hour, this is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Millions of Americans live with chronic pain, which can take a toll if you're a parent helping kids with back-to-school activities or planning for the upcoming busy holiday season. September is Pain Awareness Month, a good time to discuss chronic pain conditions like fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia expert and sufferer Dr. David Harden has more.
I've had fibromyalgia for more than 20 years. It affects 6 to 12 million Americans and is characterized by chronic widespread pain and tenderness as well as decreased physical function. An early and accurate diagnosis by your health care provider can lead to better management of the condition. Lifestyle changes such as eating a healthy and balanced diet and getting moderate exercise are part of an overall treatment plan for fibromyalgia. Your health care provider may also prescribe an FDA-approved treatment as an option. Talk to your healthcare provider if you think you have fibromyalgia.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories Incorporated.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Get
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
The president prepares for his big speech to Congress as Republicans mix it up in California. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Tonight's the night for President Obama, a speech to a joint session of Congress with a focus on job creation, a proposed plan from the president that is said to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars, but with spending cuts to offset the cost and not add to the deficit, according to the White House. Jobs and the economy, among the topics at last night's Republican presidential debate held at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, televised by MSNBC. Early on, the two candidates thought to be the frontrunners came out swinging at each other, Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, with an exchange over whose record on job creation is better.
Michael Dukakis created jobs three times faster than you did, Mitt.
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
That's not correct.
A bit later, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich admonished the debate moderators for trying to stir things up between the candidates.
Well, I'm frankly not interested in your effort to get Republicans fighting each other.
Now, other issues covered included U.S. border security, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann offering this view.
To not build a border or a fence on every part of that border would be, in effect, to yield United States sovereignty.
And the most heartfelt moment of the evening, following a video tribute to the late President Ronald Reagan, this ovation for the former First Lady.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Nancy Reagan.
A moment of unity there amid the political bickering. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Have you ever wanted OnStar, but it didn't come with your car? Well, all that's changed. Introducing OnStar FMV, a mirror you can add to your car. So drive your Ford, your Toyota, your Honda to Best Buy, and you can drive away with automatic help in a crash, stolen vehicle and roadside assistance, navigation, Bluetooth, and more. The wait is over. Get it installed on your car today. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and you think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
After three straight trading sessions of losses, stocks went through the roof yesterday. The Dow up 276 points, finishing at 11,415. Solid gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Oil prices up nearly 4%, tacking on $3.32 a barrel, finishing at $89.34. Hurricane Katia remains on track to pass between Bermuda and the East Coast today. It's a Category 1 that will bring strong winds and a high risk of life-threatening rip currents along beaches, many of which are still recovering from their recent encounter with Hurricane Irene. Meanwhile, there are two other newly named storms to keep track of, Tropical Storm Maria further out in the Atlantic and Tropical Storm Nate in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Question for you. Are you ready for some football?
26.
The 2011 NFL regular season begins tonight. The Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers hosting the 2009 Super Bowl champs, the New Orleans Saints, at Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the annual Thursday night opener. 13 more games on the schedule for this Sunday. Couple of closing notes from the police files. Oh, wasn't expecting that. Thanks very much. Anyway, an attempted robbery at a 7-Eleven in the San Diego area earlier this week. Police say a convenience store clerk was confronted by somebody dressed up as, well, you tell it, officer.
Gumby walked up to the clerk, said this is a robbery.
Yes, Gumby.
The clerk said, you know, I don't have time for this. I've got cleaning to do. Gumby responded, you don't think this is a robbery? I'll show you my gun.
At that point, cops say Gumby's accomplice, waiting outside in a minivan, started honking his horn. Gumby fled, dropped about 30 cents on the floor. Gumby and his partner are still on the loose. And here's another case. This attempted robbery took place over Labor Day weekend at a Winn-Dixie in southern Mississippi, where employees told police that 35-year-old Nathan Hardy was trying to steal two bags of jumbo shrimp, a pork loin, and two live lobsters by stuffing all of that down his pants. The lobster claws were bound, by the way. Otherwise, it's an even better story. Cops say Hardy was confronted by store workers. He tried to run through the pork loin at the employees as he took off, only to fall down as officers arrived. As the saying goes, you can't make this stuff up. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For centuries.